Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Coming up next hour, guess the takes for divisional round weekend in the NFL and a same-game parlay for the Eagles and the Rams. How do we see it playing out and how are we putting together our pro? That's all coming up. But, Hugh, before we go any further here, we have we got to talk about this. We mentioned it yesterday, but it continues. And that's Kellen Moore spending some time late this week on interviews. Adam Schefter tweeted out an hour ago. He's doing his Cowboys interview today. Kellen Moore today as Eagles wrap up preparation for the Rams, doing an interview for the Dallas Cowboys head coach. Let's listen last night, NFL Network, Kellen Moore's chances to be the next Cowboys head coach.
First of all, we spent a lot of time on this show, and there's been a couple other shows that have mentioned this, the Deion Sanders proponent of the Cowboys coaching search, and that has obviously generated a lot of the headlines and a lot of the focus. Kellen Moore should be at least in that conversation, probably more. I mean, this is someone who is considered to be a top candidate for the Dallas Cowboys. I'm not saying the top candidate, just certainly someone to watch and discuss and consider moving forward. It's not just that they know him as, he's been an assistant there. He grew up in the franchise. He was a backup quarterback to Tony Romo and then got injured. And then somebody named, Dak Prescott. Yes, Dak Prescott took over, and the rest is history. Dak knows him well. They have a great relationship. So, yes, they are going to interview him. That is going to be, within the next 48 hours. But it's not like they really need to interview him. They've seen him up close. They know how he works. They know what kind of coordinator he would be. They believe they know what kind of head coach he is going to be if he gets the opportunity. This certainly is one to keep an eye on, and it makes a lot of sense for all parties on this one.
Hugh, I'm not surprised he's getting this interview, and I'm not going to fault any coach for taking interviews while he's trying to become a head coach. It's just, it's a lot. Like, it's not just one. He has three interviews between today and tomorrow as they get set for the biggest game of the season. It's a lot.
Yeah, it is. But think about it like this, Joe. I mean, and I can't be a hypocrite in this situation because I kind of did the same thing when I came here. I was working at another station, and, you can't talk about it. You can't talk about it because if it goes south, you know. Luckily for me, it's in the same company, so it was not that big of a deal. You have to take opportunities if they present themselves. This is the nature of the beast, especially when it comes to business. And whether we want to agree with it or not, NFL is a business. It's a billion-dollar business. And these coaches get these opportunities that they cannot pass up. You know what's interesting in this, and I know you're probably going to mention it a little later, about what Kingsbury and the way that he's handling his situation.
So let's throw it out there. So Cliff Kingsbury, the coordinator, obviously, of the Commanders, they're playing tomorrow night. He said he's not doing any interviews until the Commanders' run is over, which very likely could cost him head coaching opportunities.
Yes.
But he said, it's my interpretation, this is not his quote, he's fully locked in to getting Jaden Daniels ready to play tomorrow night.
Yeah, and I know a lot of people are going to see that and be like, well, look at Coach Kingsbury, and he's the guy. But think about it like this, folks. That's the same cat that when he got fired, he jumped on a plane to Taiwan and said, don't even holler at me. I'm out.
So you're saying he's different?
He's different.
Okay.
And ain't nothing wrong with that. But what I'm saying is, knowing what we know about these head coaching opportunities, the ones that get them are the ones that teams are willing to wait for. Now, there might be a team that look at him and say, okay, he's our guy regardless to what's going on. We want to hire him. That might be the case. But for a lot of guys, that's not the case. And you have to do what you have to do in order to put yourself in position to be successful. Kellen Moore's name didn't get hot in this coaching search until a lot, like it was like four or five other coaches got fired. Then it became one of those ones where you started vetting a lot of coaches. Hell, they were vetting coaches. The Jets were. Like every week I get an alert from a coach that was vetted from the Jets from a name that I haven't heard in a while.
I'm waiting for your name to be in the Jets.
No, they're definitely not. They're definitely not vetting my name. But it was it's one of those things where you're hearing coaches' names. So I think Kingsbury in his situation, he doesn't care. He's going to stay where he is, and he knows that that's probably going to happen. But Kellen Moore, this is what he's been working on. He was in line for a head coach's job. He was the coach at, San Diego? No, he was offensive coordinator at San Diego.
San Diego.
He was in line for the Dallas job before until he was blocked.
He interviewed here for head coaching.
He did. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he's been on the path. Like, he's got a lot of interviews. He's been a coordinator since he was in his early 30s. Like, this, and especially the Cowboys, I get it. I mean, Kyle, for me, it went to overdrive with the Cowboys thing. The three in 24 yeah. hours here and the Cowboys, it just doesn't feel right.
So, like, I don't blame Kellen Moore at all, to Hugh's point, for taking this opportunity.
Yeah,
I totally understand that. But for anybody who's saying that this is a non-factor or we shouldn't worry about this, has their head buried 20 inches in the sand.
Like, I thought she was about to say something else.
I'm not going where you're at, Hugh.
They got thick wood, hard. But no, I just thought.
So think about it. So if it was one interview, that's one thing. Three interviews before this game. That means, we'll do the math here, he has his head in four different places this week. There's only so many hours in the day. There's only so many days in the week for him to prepare for this game. Like, it's just human nature. To use the example from Hugh, Hugh couldn't even balance Atlanta and Philly without slipping up and giving us a good morning Atlanta early on in our show. I mean, who's to say that, you know, if Kellen Moore is the sharpest dude on the planet, that, you know, one of these things don't get mixed up in his head. Like, he's got to watch tape now for four different teams this week. That any way you slice that, that's worrisome.
Well, not really. Because, like, I would say probably three, because he knows the Dallas Cowboys.
Well, all right, but he still needs to watch their tape from this year. He hasn't been there for 2 years.
I think that in this situation, and I don't know because, again, I've never interviewed for a head coaching job. You're familiar with some of the key players on every team. If you're a coach, you have a board. You have a whiteboard in your office that has all 32 teams and their key players. Like every coach, I have never been in a building, an NFL, in a facility that didn't have that board. So you're familiar. You're somewhat familiar with everybody. I think the biggest thing with a interview like that is, how are you going to make my team better?
Well, that's my thing. Like, if Kellen Moore really wants one of those jobs, he's not going to half-ass his preparation for any of those.
Also, every minute spent thinking about those jobs is one less minute spent thinking
correct.
About the Rams.
And he's not taking these interviews just because he wants his name out there or whatever. Like, he clearly wants a head coaching job. Focus has got to be on those things if he wants it.
And I'm not trying to say that he's not focused on this, but what I'm saying is this. Is that as a coach, I would think that because of the fact that you know about every team, that's not a whole lot of preparation that you have to do. That's not a whole lot of time.
I couldn't disagree more.
Kyle, they know. I could walk into the Eagles right now, today, and I could walk into their draft room. I could walk into their war room, and every team is on the board with every player that's on that team.
So it's a huge perspective, it feels like, that he won't spend that much time pre-interview getting ready.
Well, then he's not going to get the job.
Well, that's my
point. If he wants the job, he's got to take it seriously.
He's familiar with...
Yeah, probably.
Like, he has this philosophy. Like, if anything, in a job interview, you're going to tell the employer, how are you going to make my team better? My thing is this, Kyle. He's already somewhat familiar It might not be familiar to the point that you're thinking, but he's right. somewhat familiar about the team that he's talking about.
But it's been 2 years since he's been there. So there's a lot of changes on the roster, right? They're going to ask him, again, if we're talking about a serious job interview here, they're going to say, what do you think about this position group, that position group? That requires him watching film, doing research. Like, I don't think this is a thing where he can just have some small level of familiarity with the team and go and get the job. If he wants this job, if he's serious about getting the job, he's going to bust his ass learning about that team. Like, I just think that's a fact.
Here's what's not debatable.
I don't think that's realistic.
So we could debate how much time he's going to spend preparing. The one or two, I don't know how long these interviews go. Sometimes they go really long, sometimes maybe shorter. The 1 or 2 or 3 hours he's going to spend with each team, that's 1 or 2 or 3 hours this week. He will not be thinking about the Rams. Like, that's the fact.
And that's the interview itself.
That's
what about him preparing himself?
Well, here,
like, that's, I just.
This is going to be the ultimate. We're reacting now, but like we're going to react on the results. Eagles win this game 30-7. We forget about this on Monday.
It's Kellen Moore's fault.
Well, and they might.
But if they go out there and they lay an egg on offense and there's analysts on Monday saying no one was open, of course we're going to say, like, where was the offensive coordinator's head?
And it could end up being, it could end up with the results of the game being a non-issue. But I think to sit here and tell somebody not to, like, even think about it or it's a non-factor is just flat out incorrect.
And also, this is mostly the NFL's fault. That this is the way the structure is. I don't blame him for taking the interview, but here's what I'm asking out of Kellen this week. Don't sleep. If you want to spend time, then it better come out of your sleep time, Kellen. I need you to prepare for the Rams.
Don't have your head up your butt.
That's right. That better not on Sunday. All right. 215-592-9494. For Sirianni press conference earlier today asked about Kellen Moore. Here's what the head coach said about his coordinator.
Nick Allen involved, it's reported that Kellen Moore has 3 interviews over the next few days. How involved are you when it comes to making sure he's still, you know, in all the meetings, doing as much work, while also allowing him to do those interviews?
Yeah, he'll be in all the meetings and doing all his work. There's no doubt that he has been all week, and he's done everything the way he's needed to do it to get ourselves ready for this. You know, I think there's sometimes a misconception of coaches that, like, at the end of the week you don't get any time to relax. Like, there is a time, on Fridays and Saturday afternoons where you do that, and those are the times, you know, that in these scenarios, guys get to, you know, have earned the right to interview for jobs. And I think that we're not the only ones in this position. There's a lot of teams that are still going this weekend that are having guys do this as well. So Kellen's ready. Has our team ready. He's handled it a big time all week, which really I never thought that he wouldn't. So, he's handled it like a pro.
So I hope Sirianni's accurate on that. I mean, I don't expect him to also go to the podium and be like, yeah, you know, I noticed he'd be really distracted this week, so we're screwed. I mean, he's going to say that. He's going to root for his coordinator to get a job. I mean, I didn't expect anything less out of Sirianni there. We better be buttoned up.
But you know what the irony is that we killed another coach a couple years ago for doing this exact thing.
And what happened?
They lost.
But see, that
and
story.
His, got
but
suddenly,
see, we
yeah,
found,
got
but see this is the difference. We found that out after the fact. We kind of found that out after everything
went
down.
He was being dishonest.
Yeah, he was. So this is a little bit different. But, yeah, people are going to be looking at Coach Goober with the side eye.
It's the number interviews for me. Yeah. One or two.
The hell you doing?
Jaguars, Saints. I was ready. But the Cowboys as interview number three.
These interviews are easy.
Easy?
I could do these interviews. But your team, like Dallas Cowboys, your team is garbage.
This is where I think
we
you're
need
out
a quarterback.
Of your mind.
No, I'm telling you. This is what I would say.
Then
if
you're
I was
not going to get the job.
I would get the job.
No, you're not.
Your team is garbage.
Oh, my
need
goodness.
A quarterback. Jacksonville Jaguars, your team is garbage. You need a quarterback. Who else are you interviewing with?
Saints.
Garbage. You need a quarterback.
Maybe this
who
is
else?
Why you're not a head coach and sitting next to me for 4 hours.
Who else? Who's the third? Who's the fourth one?
No, just three.
That's it? Garbage.
You going to throw a fourth one on there?
No, I'm just saying. Garbage. Y'all need a quarterback.
We got a game to win.
Hey, dog. Like, listen. They say, hey, how can you make our team better? First of all, get ready a quarterback. Number one, get ready a quarterback. Because all three teams that you're talking about need a quarterback.
I think the next Hard Knocks is coaching interviews Hard Knocks, and I want a Cameron Hugh as he goes to different interviews. What's wrong with your team?
Garbage.
Your quarterback you paid stinks. Let's start there. Let's go to the phone lines here. 215-592-949 for Joseph's in Philadelphia. Hey, Joseph.
What's going on, people?
What's up?
What's up? Man, I feel so confident that we're going to be nail-biting to the clock hit zero. Like, I feel like this is going to be a defensive game And I'm confident in our defense. I'm confident in all things. I know Hurts is going to do his thing. I never worry about Hurts because he always comes out with a win. But I feel like this is going to end up how, you know, Belichick and Nate and the Rams, Super Bowl, it was a defensive battle. It's going to be a low-scoring game. You know, people wasn't popping off. I feel confident that even if they got Puka Nacua, we're going to lock him down. And they're going to have trouble getting in the end zone, in the red zone. But, like, we've been struggling in the red zone as well. So I really hope they rely, you know, scheme-wise, getting through on the ground because Saquon is special. You know, and I hope, honestly, we can get another backwards hurdle if that happens. And, I mean, then I won't even worry until the, you know. But I feel like we're going to have a slow start in the first half. And, you know, the Rams might even be up 7-0. But if we can hold them to that, I do believe we're going to come back in the second half like we always do.
Man, ain't nobody trying to watch no game with the Rams winning. We ain't trying to do that. What we do?
How about the offense gets going early? And then we got,
where we do that at?
Look, I don't want that to be the case. But if it's the case, if we can hold them to just one score throughout the first half, even if we do get a lead, if we can hold them to one score within the first half, then I'm not going to worry the rest of the game because I know we're going to come back during the second half.
Well, and that's been the formula. The Eagles have been incredible in the second half, Joseph. Good phone call. I mean, that's when their run game really hits.
I like that.
You don't like that idea of going down?
Going down 7 points?
Yeah, I mean, I want to avoid that, too. I mean, I'd like to get the lead, hold the lead, go up big. Yeah. That would be ideal. Then I could be.
How many games have we trailed in this year?
They
came back to win.
The Ravens. They were down 9-0.
Was it Cincinnati?
6-0 to the Packers in the beginning of the season, right?
Was it
Cincinnati too?
Cincinnati.
They had a long first drive.
Yeah. Okay.
That's happened a few times where it did. It looked like the defense might start a little shaky. I mean, yeah. Well, the Bucs game we lost,
right.
But teams have started like. It's not just offensive slow starts we've had. The defense isn't always totally sound. Like, a lot of games, way more often than the offense it has been. But there have been games where the defense has sort of slipped up in the beginning of the game and adjusted and got stronger.
So, I haven't looked at this in a while, but I would imagine the Eagles' first half scoring margin is not that great. And the second half is amazing. Doesn't it feel like every second half we pull away, like we dominate the second half? The first half's... I'm trying to think of games this year where the game was like over in the first half, where they were blowing the opponent out so much at halftime you knew it was. I think the Rams game that we won 37-20, wasn't it 10-10 at half or 13-10? We didn't blow the doors off the Rams in the first half of the game in LA, but then the second half, Saquon, you know, 70 yards, and then they stop him, and then he does it again, and then by the end, it's just like they pull away. Let's go to Tyler in Delaware. What's up, Tyler?
Tyler.
Yo, Joe, Hugh, Kyle, happy divisional round. Football Friday, gents.
Let's go, Tyler. What's up, buddy?
Hey, Hugh.
Yes.
Hugh, I have had this bottled up inside me, first of all. As Joe knows, I do the weather forecast known as the Daily Forecast on my Instagram and live for times like this where we get snow. I get the facts and I tell it as it is. It's safe to say we'll have an inch or two at kickoff and 3.5 inches by the fourth quarter. All right, 10-mile-an-hour winds out of the north-northwest. Gusts up to 20, temperatures hanging around 32 to 33 with the temperature dropping. Joe, when you and Hugh are doing pregame, you'll see it falling. It's not going to fall and stick on the sidewalk just yet, but it's going to be a heavy, wet snow, and it's got more water content in it. So don't overhype it that we'll be getting a foot of snow like we did back in 2013.
But don't overhype it, Joe.
Snow nonetheless.
Okay, so this is our second forecast here that says, you know, just temper your expectations for the snow. We're going to have snow, but don't overhype it. All right, I'll write that down, Tyler.
Exactly. Joe, I was in the building the last time there was that snow game. I did the same thing as you. The last snow game the Eagles played in, December 8th, 2013. Let me hit y'all with this. Stafford was on the Lions. Was their quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
He went 10 for 25 for 151 yards. He hit Calvin Johnson for 133-yard bomb in the first quarter, and then the rest of the game was quiet for 2 catches and 19 combined yards the rest of the day. Nick Foles was our quarterback, went 11 for 22 for 179 yards, had a touchdown to DeSean Jackson in the back right corner of the end zone, and had one interception. But do you know what Shady did? shady in the snow before Saquon broke his record against these same Rams that they are about to play, went for 29 carries, went for 217 yards, two tutties, and a 57-yard run through the snow that will live in Philadelphia lore and NFL lore as one of the greatest single snow games in NFL history. Joe and Hugh, this Sunday, Saquon is due for a ground and pound day, okay? 200 yards on the ground.
There we go.
Jalen has been smart with the ball and not turn the ball over. This offensive line is the best in football, not just in the NFC, but in all of the National Football League. Mixing a little play action with A.J. Smitty, that bad boy who got the scepter on NFL Network, Dallas Goedert, and it's going to be a good day. Where's that Rocky music? You think Trotter Jr. is going to be fired up? This is time to deliver in these times of clutch moments. This is what we live for. Zach Bond wants to not just get paid. He wants to get to the NFC Championship game. Cooper, Quinion, Big Play, Darius Slay, Milton Williams. They are our Philly dogs in the trenches. We have the backbone in this city. We have the aura to speak it into existence and win the game, baby. We are going to set the tone. We are going to impose our will. And we are going to remember what it was like when we fell in love with football as kids and had that childlike joy of winning in the snow. Everybody, this has been a season of overcoming obstacles first. We beat the Bengals for the first time in Cincinnati. We beat the Ravens for the first time in Baltimore. And this will be the first time in 75 years in the current era of NFL football that the Eagles will beat the Rams in the playoffs. I know I'm not Chuck from out here. I'm not Ocean Wade and the four-point system. I'm not Rios from North Philly. I'm not even Dustin from Tennessee. But dang it, I'm Tyler the Four Frost from the 302 and W. Repping the 305 forever. Okay? It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you get
hit. On it.
And you beat moving forward. The Eagles are going the distance. Say it with me, Joe, you and Kyle.
Lux, I'm not the only one.
Tyler, that was hell of a phone call.
I thought he wasn't saying Eagles were going to go to
the business. Well, no, I thought we were doing E. Yeah, but he went to beat L.A.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
But anyway, I like this passion.
Tyler, that was the best one of the day. Okay. Tyler, I'm as confident as I've been all day. All right, let's hit a little Q&A here. I got a question for you.
Yes.
Get to know the Midday Show. This is Q&A on 94 WIP.
Q&A is sponsored by the Junk at the Inn. Award-winning wings, great food, and incredible specials. Spread your wings and rediscover the Jug.
All right, Hugh. Snow games. Did you like them? Did you hate them? What did you feel on a snow game?
I didn't like snow games, especially when I was out there trying to get, like, quarterback sacks. I wanted to get sacks in games like this, and every time I would look at the weather report, when it was snowing or if it was raining, I'd be like, damn, they ain't gonna throw the ball that much. And when they do, it's just going to be harder because it's hard to get footing. It's hard to get off the ball quickly and stuff like that. So, yeah, I used to hate games like this.
Snow game coming up on Sunday. But as we're finding out from our amateur meteorologist, maybe not quite as bad as the forecast.